Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk Radio, will help you connect with the Ascended Masters to raise your vibration and understand the lessons of life, balancing karma, fulfilling your earthly mission, and manifesting a becoming God in action. This live call-in show with Michael Shane and the Ascended Masters is an opportunity to receive spiritual education and healing with the guidance and direction of our beloved Ascended Masters, all through this transphysical mediumship of Michael Shane and his amazing guests. Now, here is your host, Michael Shane.
Hello, hello, hello. Here I am back from Maui, and we have clouds in the sky and rain everywhere. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Today, I've been thinking, when I go out to do some events and people are asking me, well, who's Kutumi? Who's El Moria? Who is Lady Rasha and Lady Nada? And I call Lady Nada with the utmost impressions of my heart, Bobby, because when I was introduced to her as a little boy, I don't know why how I got Bobby out of Nada, but somehow I managed to come up with Bobby. I've been calling her Bobby ever since, and you know that's been almost 45 years, and she doesn't seem to have any issue with it. But a lot of people that I've been meeting lately, St. George, Utah, here, even here in the Seattle, Tacoma, Bellevue areas, people ask me, "Or who are the Ascended Masters?" Well, I got to thinking about that when I was in Maui, and I realized that, you know, these people are not me. They're not always educated. People don't educate themselves on the same thing all the time. And I guess that might have been a little bit of arrogance on my side to think that everybody knew who the Ascended Masters were. But I can tell you that these beings are very beautiful beings that have nothing but divine vibrations and intentions towards us. One of these beings that I want to talk about today is a master teacher by the name of El Moria. Now, El Moria has a spirit brother by the name of Kutumi. Kutumi, who in one of his lifetimes was St. Francis of Assisi. Everybody knows who St. Germain is, pretty much, just because of the violet flame and meditation, the master of money, the man that never dies, the little guy that was in the Philadelphia courtroom when they were signing and talking about the Declaration of Independence, who appeared out of nowhere and then disappeared, and nobody knew how he got in or how he got out. He was also the master teacher that gave Elizabeth I, the Virgin Queen, a emerald cross that he manifested out of thin air. And the way that it came through, she could see that it wasn't a trick. And today we call this apportation. And where you bring through objects through space and time where they materialize into the present time that you're in. And he offered this cross to her, and she was so afraid of it, she threw it down on the ground, and one of her handmaidens picked it up. A few years ago, I actually apported that cross, and it was a very beautiful, beautiful gemstone. One of the things about El Moria is his greatest mastery scenario that he did in life was being able to master the vibration of the blue flame energy. The blue flame energy is an energy that calms the emotional storms. It makes you feel better. It intervenes with negative vibrations, like if you're in an argument with your loved one. If you focus with your heart in the creation of the blue flame, you will start to calm down, and the loving energy will start to take over, and now the argument is no longer happening. I believe it was Masters and Johnson back in 1971 who did a study on color. They took the gray color out of the jail cells and were going to paint them blue to create calm. Well, there was a mistake that was made in the ordering of the paint, and the paint ended up being pink. Well, so they painted the walls, the cells, pink. Well, what does pink do? That creates the vibration of love. So that was a pretty good study that they did, and they did eventually use blue, and there was a lot of interesting outcomes there. You could probably look up that test or that study online, but it was a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to see a connection scientifically to the energies and colors that are out there in the universe, some of which we don't even see or recognize every day. When you go into the El Morya vibration, he was the one that, in one of his past lives, who built the Taj Mahal. He wasn't the actual architect or the one that built it, but he was the one that paid to have it done because he was so much in love with one of his wives that he wanted to have a tomb built absolutely beautiful for her out of respect and his love for her. It's almost kind of like a one of those love affairs that you have, deja vu experiences, but it's with your own wife. And he loved her very deeply. El Morya expresses nothing but love to all of us every day. I mean, every day when you think about our life and you look around you, the color blue is everywhere. In our clothes, the color of our car, maybe the paint on our house. I actually have two blue reclining leather chairs that I sit on at home where I go to relax through my day, at the end of the day, to unwind and try to feel less emotional about things. El Morya, the first time I met him, I was 5 years old. It was at a local spiritualist church here in Seattle, Washington. I was down in the basement looking for trap doors because this medium that was there, who was very real, that's not why I was looking for trap doors. I just wanted to know how these people would walk out of such a little bitty space and materializing in front of everybody. They must be coming through a door or a trap door of some, but there wasn't. And the process is through the vibrations of ectoplasm through the medium that sits in the cabinet, which we call a seance cabinet. So I was downstairs in this church looking for these doorways and things, these little trap doors and stuff, which there were none, by the way. And he appears to me in spirit form, and he starts talking to me about trust and belief. The first thing that he said to me is, do you believe in yourself? Well, 5 years old, you know, I really didn't quite understand the question, but I answered yes because I believed I was there, and that was how I related to it. And then he asked me, do I trust? And I said, yes. And he says, why are you looking for trap doors? And I said, I just wanted to see how it was done. So he took me through a series of tests and educated me and explained to me about ectoplasm and said that I would also be producing that energy as I got older in life. And boy, was he serious about that. Through my mediumship, I've been able to materialize not only him, but the other ascended masters that work with me, objects through interdimensional process called apportation, even my ability to see the future and the past. And when I say I realize that I'm not the one that's doing it. I'm the vehicle and or the tool that's being used by spirit for whatever divine purpose that they have there. And boy, is it challenging to wonder what's divine about it, because you wonder, and I've asked, El Morya this, what's the importance for people to know their past? What is the importance for people to know their future? when most of us live in the past, very few of us live in the future, but you know, you really don't find too many that live in the now. We're always looking for the next thing or holding on to something from our past, anger, guilt, fear, and sadness. And these are things that I've worked on in my life, and I find myself not in a perfect state of consciousness because I get angry. It's not a very wonderful thing when that happens, but it's usually when I'm vulnerable after I get done doing an event that's very heart-opening, I become vulnerable, which is the way I was told by my mentor, who is also a transphysical phenomena medium, that the best thing to do when you get done doing your thing is leave and don't associate with anybody. Well, I don't know how many out there that listen to everything that everybody says to you. I'm not one of them. But we learn. We learn as we go. And that's the beauty of the whole thing, because these masters, they do not judge us in any way, shape, or form. And believe me, when they do come around in our life, change occurs. Change occurs to the point of not even knowing where it comes from. You know, one moment you go to bed and you've got a job. You wake up, go to work, and you're being called in your boss's office and you're being let go because they're downsizing. Or on the other side of that, you go to bed at night, you're not really happy with your job because you're not making all that much money, but you're working your keister off. You go into work, boss calls you into the office and gives you a raise. So it just matters what kind of change that happens. I mean, you may not even be looking for, as an example, a relationship, and all of a sudden while you're sitting at the gas station pumping gas, you look up and you see someone that just really, really catches your eye. Next thing you know, you get married, you have kids, and you're planning an RV trip at the age of 65 when you retire. It's just life. You know, life has both the positive and the negative outcome. And it's mostly created by not paying attention to what you do, say, think, and or create. And that's the importance of these colors that these master teachers give us. With Saint Germain, we have the violet flame. With El Moria, we have the blue flame with Katumi, his brother. We have the yellow flame with Master Emil. When you read the Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East by Baird T. Spalding, he talks about Emil in the book, and he's the master that mastered the vibration of love, and he holds the pink flame, which is a very intense flame. And Master Jesus is also the red flame, along with his mother, beautiful Mother Mary, and his wife, who I believe was Mary Magdalene, who also flourishes in the red and the pink and also the white flame. She would be considered the mother of the rose, and a very beautiful vibration there. And it goes on and on and on with the different master teachers. We'll talk a little bit more about El Moria when we return from the break. For those of you that wish to call in and get a reading from me today, call in at 800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Look forward to hearing from you.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit the TruthIsFunny.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Cheryl Gardner, and you're listening live to Michael Shane on The Michael Shane Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Well, Michael, we have some callers ready for a reading. Did you want to have
Let's go ahead and go to our first caller.
Yeah, now before we do that, let's give out the number again. It's 800-930-2819 for the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And, of course, the host today is Michael Shane. So we'll go to Marie calling in from Snohomish.
Hello, Marie.
Hi, Michael. I was calling to find out if, you know, what kind of sign I should be looking for in terms of my future employment. I want it to be joyful and just you feel plugged into the universe.
So you're wanting to know what kind of energies you should focus on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, employment has to do with money and finance. So the best energy to focus on there would be actually Master Jesus's energy, which is the red flame.
Okay.
Yeah, Saint Germain, he's the one that actually mastered in the finance and money, did that quite cleverly. But his energy or his vibration isn't what you would focus on. You would focus on the vibration of Jesus and bring in the red flame energy. And you do so by, you focus on your heart, you close your eyes, you take three deep breaths, and you open up your heart chakra. And you command the red flame to manifest, and you direct it to where you would like it to be directed to.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So is there, like, a way, or I just say that, how I say that, I command that the red flame come in, or
it's something simple like this. You go, I command that the red flame come through me now to be directed towards my job so I may receive financial abundance. And then you do that three times, and then you do an amen.
Oh, okay. Very good. Thank you so much. That sounds beautiful.
Well, you're welcome.
I appreciate that. Well, thank you.
Thank you. You have a beautiful day.
All right. Leaves another line open here at The Michael Shane Show, 800-930-2819. Take another call. Jim from Seattle.
Hello, Jim.
Hi, Mike. Hi.
How are you?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I have a person from my past who had a long love relationship with, and we've been separated now for about 25 years. And I met her recently again about a year ago or so, and she keeps coming up in my mind and heart, and yet she contends that she no longer wants anything to do with me. And I, you know, I don't know why I keep thinking about her, but I do. So I just wondered if there's a connection there that's supposed to be made or not.
Well, what I'm going to say to you is going to probably be a little bit shocking to her more than you, and that is there is a connection between the two of you. And that connection is a kind of like a twin flame connection. But one of the issues with twin flame relationships, which is who you really would want to be in a relationship with, is if it falters, it's really hard to bring it back again, especially on the feminine side. Okay? So there had to have been some kind of perception of trust that she may have felt was violated or something of that nature. Whether there was trust violated or not, it's all in the perception of it. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
And so in order to bring this back into the fold again, it's just one of those common statements of if you love something, set it free. When it comes back to you, it's yours forever. Okay? But in the meantime, don't slow your life down. Take what comes, you know, have fun and enjoy yourself. And sooner or later, she may decide that there's a black hole within her, an empty space, and maybe you're the only one that can fill it up.
Someone in the family's not happy, I guess. But hopefully we can change that.
That's my daughter. She's jealous of me being on the phone.
Aha!
I had a daughter like that, too. Every time I'd pick up the phone, she'd start screaming.
Yeah, that's exactly what she does. But anyway, thank you very much. I appreciate that, and it's great advice.
You're welcome. What I'd like you to do is if you would, I'm going to give you a suggestion. I want you to read a book written by Dr. Larry Dossey, Ph.D., about healing words. That's the title of the book, Healing Words.
Okay.
And read that book and exercise what you learn from that book in the using of that, not only in just in your life, but with this female.
Thank you.
You're
Larry
welcome.
Larry Dossey.
Thank you. Yep.
I will get it. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day. Now, as we go forward here, we're going to go ahead and take some more callers at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Master El Moria, you know, his vibration out here, and I really would like some of you to really close your eyes if you're not driving, that is, and think about how much stress and anxiety that you have in your life. Stuff that was created maybe by your own doing, things that are coming in from around you, from others, from your past, from the now. And find that energy within you and ball it up, and you feel it inside of your solar plexus. All right? And then you take that blue flame energy and you start filling the solar plexus up with the blue flame by commanding it, opening up. You breathe in through your mouth, out through your nose, and breathe. And excuse me, that's in through your nose, out through your mouth. And you breathe, and you visualize and command the blue flame to manifest in your solar plexus so it may heal and remove the emotional vibrations and issues and energies in your solar plexus. When you get home tonight, or for those of you that may already be there, try this out. But don't just do it once. Do it 2, 3, maybe 4 times a day. Oh, I don't know, 5 minutes at a time. And do this for, you know, a period of a month. And then create positive affirmation. positive affirmation that I am the light. I am the epitome of beauty. I am at peace with myself. Create affirmations like that and move forward and continue to flow and to flourish in your life. When Omoria comes to us, it's always in a energy where you start all of a sudden, no matter what mood you're in at the time, you start feeling calm. He's almost like an angel. And I can say that about all the other master teachers that are there. And they find out that we as individuals are as they are, and therefore treat us as equals. They don't look at us under them. We are their brothers and sisters, and we're at equal vibration as them. They've mastered certain things, and we're in the process of mastering. When El Moria says, thou shalt master the life becomes God. And El Moria's vibration there is connected to Muhammad, connected to all the different deities that we deem to be God, including the one divine creator. And you bring that energy into your life with El Moria's teachings, and that is simply to just believe. And if you believe in that one faction of yourself, which is yourself, all things are truly possible. As it's been said to me, where there's God, all things are possible. So whatever troubles you're having in your life right now, El Moria is telling me to say to you, you can heal them by merely just taking a moment and step aside and focus on that which you do not want in your life anymore. We're going to take some more callers after the break at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Talk to you then.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and Access Consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com. On the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live, on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Hi, we're back with Michael Shane on The Michael Shane Show. We're taking listener calls. If you would like to get a reading with Michael today, please give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And back to you, Michael.
Hello, everybody. Today, even though there's clouds in the sky, it's still a beautiful day because all of you are in it. El Moria. Boy, what a wonderful individual, entity, spirit, and man. He has helped change my life in a lot of different ways, as have the other masters that work with me. So I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the other master teachers. With El Moria, he says, believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Believe in love. Believe in light. Believe in God. And that's pretty much the basis of, in a real quick form, his teachings. El Moria, the master in the blue flame. You can look him up, read about him, and find out all the wonderful lifetimes he's had. And the masters in their physical lifetimes that also have gone through similar scenarios as us. For instance, let's talk about Master Gautama Buddha for a moment. Here's a gentleman who has been depicted throughout time as a little short, bald, fat guy, which basically is symbolic to opulence and abundance. But he was truly almost 7 feet tall in life, and he was in a family of wealth, of power, in a certain province of China. And he was absolutely not what his father wanted him to be. He liked going out and sitting in the garden and taking notice of the trees and the plants and the insects and things that were going around his garden, watching how everybody was living their life. He'd go out and wander the village and see what people were doing and how they were functioning. And he noticed that there was a fear and an unhappiness. And he realized what that was is they were afraid because they had no power or wealth to protect themselves, that they were going to lose what they had at any given moment. One day, Buddha wanted to make sense of this, and he hopped over the walls of the palace that he was living in and went towards a life of searching, of finding himself. And he would find out that people were in fear, they were angry, they had a lot of sadness, there was guilt, and he was trying to understand what that was because he didn't realize in his life at that time that people were basically being taken advantage of by the ruler of the time and the money, as Jesus would call them, money changers, and giving up the majority of their wealth or their work to someone else, and there'd be very little when they'd come home. Well, Master Buddha, he gave himself to that, and he went out into the Himalayan mountains, wandered through villages, and he always noticed that everywhere he went, someone would leave him a bowl of rice if he needed something to eat, and even in some occasion, there'd be a little bit of some fish in it. If he needed some shoes like moccasins, there would always be one pair of shoes that would fit him, which would be kind of unusual. If you imagine a man almost 7 foot tall, and considering that most of that culture don't get that tall, or in any culture, and to have a shoe available that would fit him, or if he needed a robe. Well, one day when he was going through the Himalayan mountains, he came across a storm, and it was a really bad blizzard, and he was looking for a place to get out of the weather, and he saw this opening in this cave. And he went into the cave, and as he started walking through the cave, he noticed that there was almost a heat sensation on his skin. And as he further into the cave he went, it was like a tropical paradise. And there was this waterfall that was coming through the wall, one of the rock walls that came down into this pool of water, where there was these huge blue lotus flowers floating around in the water. And he went out and he sat on one, and he noticed to his right there would be this tree, which we know today as the tree of life. In that process, the room filled with fluorescent green energy. And that was the energy of enlightenment, which is the energy that Master Buddha manifests in, is the green flame. And the green flame of enlightenment is a very beautiful energy. It's one of the vibrations. It's a little bit different in feel, maybe because it's fluorescent. And you become knowing of oneself when you get into this vibration and energy, if you allow it to flow. Buddha came to realize that God gave us everything we needed, as when he went out with no food, no money, only what was on his back, he always had what he needed. And that's the vibration and understanding of enlightenment, when you come to the realization that you do not need anything other than yourself, because God, or whatever your God is, whoever your God is, will provide for you. Okay? In the same vibration of Buddha, there's another gentleman by the name of Master Babaji. Now, his energy is very powerful in the black flame. The black and the red energies have really had bad press throughout the history as being connected to negative or dark forces. It's not true. The black flame, if you use it against a negative energy, will actually encapsulate that negative energy and transmute it into positive energy. So there is a wonderful energy there. Babaji had a unique life. He was 19 years old, being taught to be a monk, and he was wandering through the trails of the Himalayas with 12 other students and the teacher. And they stopped to take a break, and one of the students asked the teacher, was it possible to reach a level of enlightenment without going through the years of teachings and training? And the teacher said, yes, it is possible. Well, another student asked, well, how is that possible? Can you explain? And he explained that if you could walk up to the edge of the cliff, and he was standing next to a 1,000-foot drop on this cliff, walk up to it with no fear, no doubt, leap from it, and have no fear and no doubt all the way down to the ground, that you will master and be enlightened and live infinitely and eternally in that vibration. Well, Babaji, he got up and he walked over to the cliff and jumped, much to the surprise of the other students and the teacher. They went the 3-mile walk back down to the bottom, and they found there what they really expected to find, which was a mangled body. But then within a matter of seconds, the hair on their arms started to stand up, and they didn't have hair on their head because they were monks. And they started feeling this a magnetic electrical feeling around their body, almost like a field of energy. And then the rocks, not the ground, the rocks on the ground, the smaller ones, started to shake and move. Some of them even started to levitate. And then a white vortex of energy started to appear in a counterclockwise motion. And through that, it was so bright you would think that you couldn't look at it, but you could look right at it and it didn't hurt your eyes. And out stepped Babaji. He was like 10 years older than he was before he started. But there he was. It was surely him. And Babaji's been walking around this earth for over 5,000 years in his physical body, living out of Shambhala, which is also in the Himalayan mountains, teaching us that power of enlightenment, that power of belief. And you think of these different masters that have these different belief systems, they're all connected to the same principle: love, light, healing, knowledge, God, and enlightenment. To find yourself, to know who you are, to be in that vibration of love. Now, another master teacher that I would like to talk about, and this is another one of those amazing, unbelievable stories, is Master Emil. Master Emil was the only master that ever attempted to do this, and through the teachings of Melchizedek, which is an alchemy process, which Saint Germain also studied under, he was able not only to transform molecular structure, he was able to transform his own. And that was, he was born a man, and when he ascended a female. How is that possible? Well, he was able to change his gender by using that process, and he mastered that lifetime. Because he came to realize that everything that's around us is an illusion, and that we were created by a God of sorts, a vibration, a divine entity, a consciousness beyond our own. And with that consciousness and energy, we will find that God is there for us. So Master Emil, he manifested male to female, and he's a very wonderful vibration. And now he's coming out more because we're now in the feminine age. And that feminine age and vibration is absolutely wonderful for all that's been involved in a physical life, because now the integration is occurring. The male energy is stepping down, and we're moving into the feminine, or have moved into the feminine. It's time to give our power back to the self and take it back from those that we've gave our power to. And that is one of the teachings of Master Emil. When I was a little boy and I was told about these beings, I had no doubt of their existence, because that's primarily all I knew. And it's been a wonderful opportunity for me in my life. And I've come to learn that I have to focus on these beings every day and be reminded of how beautiful it is to have them in my life, because they will help. Because when we step across the are off the path, it's really not a wonderful, desirable thing. But, you know, we learn and we hop back on the path and we continue to move forward. There is no moving backwards. We're moving forward, and that's the way it has always been. Well, we're going to go to break. And for those of you that wish to call in to get a reading from me, is 800-930-2819. That is 1-800-930-2819. Thank you.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you, and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic, not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, you're listening live to The Michael Shane Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Well, Michael, before we took our break, Mari called in. Would you like to take her phone call?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it, Benny. Is?
Mari, are you there?
Hi. Hello, Michael.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Michael. I'm good. How about you?
I'm never better.
Great. you know, I have a question. I have a lot of confusion sometimes, and it's, like, so bad. It's, like, really foggy. And I'm wondering if you have any input for me or, yeah.
Yes. You know, I could basically start out by answering this by saying welcome to life. You know, welcome to the human race.
Oh.
Because
okay.
I don't think there's a person listening that hasn't been through confusion in their life at some point.
Mm.
Okay.
Right.
And
yeah.
So what you're going through really right now is that integration into the feminine energy. Okay.
Because mm-hmm.
there's been
okay.
a male vibration of power energy around you and others in this world. And not that that's a bad thing. I'm not discrediting it. But it's time to let
right.
go of that energy and work on the power of the feminine so we can integrate back into the whole or the oneness with our own individuality. So right now, you're going through it as one of the first people or the first line of attack. Let's use that as an analogy. And you're going to
yeah.
be regaining your power. Okay? Well,
okay.
the best way to do that, now we were talking about El Moria a minute ago, and
right.
El Moria has a spirit brother by the name of Coot Toomey. And he works with the mm-hmm. yellow flame energy. And the yellow flame is the stimulant to the mind. Okay? Which means if you use
right.
the affirmations of the yellow flame manifested in your mind energy, both the heart mind and your conscious mind, it'll start mm-hmm. clearing up and the confusion goes away.
Where do you find those affirmations for the yellow flame?
You just create them on your own because each person's different.
On your own, okay.
Yeah.
yeah.
See, my affirmation for the yellow flame would be similar to yours because you're using similar words, okay?
Yeah.
But you would want to create your own because you have a specific goal in mind,
mm-hmm.
okay? A specific goal or a focus that you want to create. So you focus that yellow flame on your mind, conscious, and your heart mind, and focus on what it is that you want to remember or resolve. And the confusion goes
okay.
away, and all of a sudden all these answers to your problems start to come come to you on your own of resolution, because we're all about resolution.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, and I would do that at least 2-3 times a day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's wonderful. That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful day.
Yeah. Thank you. You too.
Shall we go ahead and take...
Yeah, let's go, and we'll have to do it live on the air. So, hi, you're welcome to the Transformation Talk Radio, and you're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa. Welcome to the show. What's your question for Michael Shane?
Hello?
Hi. My question is, does he see any... Are the masters telling him anything about my spiritual growth and my financial situation?
Yeah, this is Michael Shane right here.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how you doing? Yeah, your spiritual growth is growing.
Good. Okay. I've been working on it.
You've been reading, you've been studying, and you've been focused, and you've been right there, right with it. In doing so, you're going to find the answers to your financial issues. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the financial resolution in your case isn't going to be resolved like right away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But it will start to manifest a better change as the year progresses. Okay?
Okay.
It's just if you fear, then you make it worse. Don't fear.
And that's my biggest problem.
Right. Don't stop the fear.
Okay.
Stop it right now. Don't fear. Don't do anything other than be absolutely positive with the energy.
Okay.
And continue the studies, you know.
Okay.
Remember Jesus. Remember him?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. Jesus manifested the vibration of forgiveness. Well, in the Bible, it was actually a forgiveness towards others. But create a forgiveness towards yourself.
Okay.
And in doing so, you will allow yourself to remove the fear.
Okay.
And you won't have to walk through the shadows of the valley of death.
Okay.
Because you're going to fear no evil no matter what here in the physical world. Okay? And just be positive that you realize that life is what you make of it. And God is there giving us all that we need. It's just a little extra that we've got to do to get what we want.
Okay. Good. I think I'll set up a meeting with you at your Tacoma office, right?
Well, I'll look forward to it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Now, the Ascended Masters, you can read about them. There's a book called The Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East. It's by Beard T. Spalding. It's a really good book. It comes in a series of 6 books. I believe 5 of them come together, and the rest of them, or the one left, comes by itself. I would like to thank all of you here today and the listeners that I've had in the past. Today's show is actually going to be my last show on the Transformation Talk Radio. I'm planning on doing it again another day. I'm going to be making a move, a lot of changes. It's all positive and it's all good. You can still get a hold of me and find me at my website, michaelshane.com, and there's all kinds of contact information there. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Namaste.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation Talk Radio.com. Transforming the world.